morning. It's 7 o'clock straight up on Tuesday, July the 21st, 2020. So yeah, apparently it takes me 25 minutes to do the first 20 to do the first 20 minutes of the walk. From the time I say, "Oh, it's 6:35, I better get going," till now, put on my boots, gathered my gear, got on the road, posted a picture. I don't walk as a rule. When I post a picture, I don't walk. I take a picture and then I stand there and take care of getting it posted. So the first 5 minutes is really less about walking and more about prep. But 7 o'clock, here I am. Lawn care. Business lawn care. There's a lady up in front of me walking. Walking exactly the same speed, or she's walking a little faster. I don't want to freak her out if I come on up behind her. Glass here in the road. It's probably sticking to the bottom of my boots. See if I can pick up the pace and get by her. Turn down on the cul-de-sac's good. Okay. It's a lovely cool morning. It is 62, probably 64 by now. It's the breeze, which I'm not getting right now, damn it. The breeze is really quite chilly. It's really quite cool. Feels lovely. The clouds are spectacular this morning, I have to say. I kind of wish I'd been out here at sunrise so I could have seen what it looked like as the sun was just coming up. There's some haze in the distance. The mountains are sort of hazy, and the view off to the south, when I can see it in the east, are all sort of, the horizon's not quite lost in the haze, but definitely hazy. What's that one? I wonder if it's smelling. It doesn't quite smell like a dryer sheet. Somewhere up there is a jet. The great pause. I read an article saying that the psychologists believe most of us won't remember this. Or if we remember it, we'll remember snippets, we'll remember pieces, we'll remember it inaccurately, we'll remember it in ways that are big furniture truck, delivery van. Came up behind me, I didn't see his blinker light. He was waiting for it to cross the street. We won't remember it. We won't remember accurately. I wonder what life will be like if there is an after. I think he had the wrong turn. He's coming back out again. Yep, he did. I don't know. It's a... It's a question that I'm wrestling with right at the moment. It's like, what's life going to look like after? What does after mean? Because the difficulty is that eventually, like over the next few months, perhaps the next 12 to 18, I suspect the people who are most susceptible to having their mortality tested and failing will have passed by then. Globally, we'll have seen a die back of, I don't know, 1%. $10 billion people. It's 9 billion, so 1% of 9 billion is 90 million. Will it come to be? Will that be the number? Will that be what historians look back on in 50 years? Will the practice of wearing face masks transfer from Asia to Europe to the US to the Americas in general? I don't know. So anyway, in a more positive note, I finished Christa D. Ball's a ghostly request, which was really, really quite fun. I'm looking forward to the next installment of the story. She was saying the other day that people complained that nothing happened. I told her I sympathized greatly. Come on, get ready, sit with me. Monk post. So yeah, if you haven't read any of Krista's Ladies Occult Society, it's a nice gentle read. It's clearly an homage to Austen, Jane Austen. I like it. Team Saw Dude. Isn't that truck packed there? It looks like a cut up Jeep or something. It's been parked there for the last couple of days. Is that a dryer sheet or is that? Somebody's wearing too much Axe. How odd. It's funny, I'm noticing jets this morning. Commercial airliner taking off. I wonder if it's with a change in wind direction that they're coming up here now and not taking off towards the south or going straight out to the plains or what. I guess the airlines are hurting. I just have this feeling it's going to be a really long time. Before we're back in the, well, I'll just fly to LA. Let me hop a jet to the East Coast. I growing up the idea that I would take a plane anywhere in the US was it was kind of like, you've got to be kidding me. Although, to be honest, I took my first airline ride when I was 16. Spring break, my junior year of high school. I went down to Florida Institute of Technology in Melbourne, which is right near to where my grandparents lived. I took a Greyhound bus down the whole length of the Eastern Seaboard from Portland, Maine to. They picked me up in Jacksonville. That was a trip. It's like 36 hours on the bus. I got there and slept for 12 hours when I finally got into a bed. Spent 2 days at Florida Institute of Technology and said, you know what? This place is crazy. and called my grandfather, and we went fishing. I spent the next 3 or 4 days until I had to get home. So the next 3 or 4 days, he has a little boat putting around the inland waterway down there, doing a little fishing. He got me a ticket to tour what was then, I'm trying to remember if it was, I think it was Kennedy, Cape Kennedy then. The town was still named Cape Canaveral, but I think the base was Cape Kennedy. I'm not sure. I don't remember. But it was awesome. I was, you know, standing there, taking a tour of the vertical assembly building. They warn you when they put you in a little bus and drive you around. And they warn you when you get out of the bus, it's like, okay, when you look up, be careful, because it's really disorienting to a lot of people, and they fall over backwards when they start looking up the side of the building, because it just keeps going and going and going and going. You don't really have a scale. You don't really have a sense for a scale until you're standing next to it. Which I suppose is true of a lot of things. You don't really recognize the scale, the scope of the problem until you're standing right next to it. But because he worked for Pan Am, which is what NASA was before it was NASA, the space program was run by Pan American. And because it was Pan Am, and because Pan Am flew into Florida, and also into, I can't remember now if I flew into Boston or if I flew into Portland. I think I flew into Portland. But he basically got me a dependent flight on back up the coast. So I could spend an extra day in Florida and fly home. And that was my first experience of airline travel, Pan American Jet. It was strange. He warned me about the landings, and it was a local, so it was like, we went up and down like five times. We took off from, where did we leave? Jacksonville, I think. And I think we stopped in, it was Jacksonville to Atlanta, and Atlanta to Washington, Washington, New York, New York to Boston, and Boston to Boston to Portland. Something like that. I don't know. I was 16, so 51 years ago. I'm not likely to remember very well. Warning. The only more remarkable flight that I ever had was on a military airlift command C-5 Strata lift or whatever the hell it was, one of the big planes. Flew from Anchorage to Elmendorf Air Force Base. Not Elmendorf. East Coast. New Jersey somewhere. Elmendorf is in Alaska. Flew from Elmendorf to somewhere. It was free. It's a free flight because I was in uniform. Anyway, I'm home. Oh, doctor's appointment yesterday, all green lights. I was concerned about perhaps have put on some quarantine 15, but I haven't actually put on. If I put on a pound, it didn't really show. It was within 2 pounds of the last time I was weighed there, and I was wearing my boots, so that was good. There's nothing showing up in any of my symptomology. We didn't do blood work, so he gave me a warning about that. I'll have to do that within the next few months, but my primary doctor will require that as well. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.